This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten. He called on King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima in The Hague this afternoon. The visit carries significance beyond bilateral ties and is expected to shape broader India-EU relations following the recently concluded India-Europe Free Trade Agreement. Addressing a community event, Prime Minister Modi said the warmth and enthusiasm of the gathering made him feel he is attending a festival in India. He described The Hague as a living symbol of India-Netherlands friendship and noted that Dutch leaders consistently praise the contribution of the Indian diaspora.
Netherlands ke samaj aur yahan ki economy mein jo contribute kar rahe hain us par har bharatvasi ko garv hai. Main aaj is avsar par Netherlands ki janta ka yahan ki sarkar ka aabhar vyakt karta hu. Main yahan ki janta ko 140 crore bharatvasiyon ki taraf se अपनी शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
Last night, when the Prime Minister reached the Netherlands, he was accorded a grand welcome through cultural and musical performances by the diaspora and Dutch troops. After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sweden tomorrow on the third leg of his five-nation tour. The Economic Offences Wing, EOW, of Delhi Police has busted a Goods and Services Tax, GST, fraud cartel, arresting six persons. Additional Commissioner in EOW, Ravi Kumar Singh, said in a press conference that the accused used 50 fake shell companies for GST returns, fake billing and wrongful input tax credit claims. He informed that fake GST transactions worth approximately 128 crore rupees were carried out through these firms. The additional commissioner noted that during the investigation, around 51 lakh rupees cash, 15 mobile phones, 2 cars, fake invoices and SIM cards were reported. The West Bengal government has moved to withdraw the state's ongoing case in the Supreme Court regarding OBC reservation. On Thursday, government lawyer Kunal Memani wrote to the Supreme Court registrar requesting an urgent hearing to formally withdraw the matter. On the 22nd of May 2024, the Calcutta High Court struck down the OBC list prepared by the TMC government and ordered a fresh list to be created. The then state government appealed against that verdict in the Supreme Court, where the case is currently being heard by a bench headed by the Chief Justice of India. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today arrested a mastermind connected with the leak of biology questions in the NEET UG 2026 paper leak case. The accused, named Manisha Gurunath Mandhare, is a senior botany teacher from Pune, Maharashtra. The CBI said she was involved in the NEET UG 2026 examination process and was appointed as an expert by the National Testing Agency. The investigation agency said the accused had complete access to the botany and zoology question papers. So far, 9 accused have been arrested in this case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nashik, Pune and Ahilyanagar. The Ministry of Education has expressed serious concern over the growing number of out-of-school children in the country, especially in the 14 to 18-year age group. A high-level meeting chaired by School Education and Literacy Secretary Sanjay Kumar discussed the issue and reviewed the implementation strategy for a proposed new initiative by the National Institute of Open Schooling. During the meeting, Mr. Kumar said, according to available data, out of every 100 children entering class 1, only 62 reach class 12. He noted that more than 2 crore children in the 14 to 18 years age group are currently out of school. The government has debunked a video circulating on social media claiming that petrol supplied by Indian petroleum companies to Bhutan is being sold there at a significantly lower price than in India. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, said the video is old and is being shared out of context to mislead citizens. In the Thailand Open Badminton, the Indian duo of Sattvic Sairaj and Kireddy and Chirag Shetty entered the men's doubles final after defeating Malaysia's Goh Sei Fei and Noor Isuddin in the semi-final in Bangkok today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.